My message today I'm drawing from Mark chapter 6, verses 30 and onwards. And it's a sort of a message where Jesus commissions the disciples to do something. And so often in life, we find that God's calling us to different things, commissioning us to do things, placing God dreams in our lives. And we're not always quite sure how things are going to walk out. And I want to encourage us today that with the commissioning of God comes the provision to fulfill that act. So in this passage, the disciples just came back from an incredible mission trip where they performed many miracles, signs, and wonders. And unfortunately, during this period, John the Baptist, the cousin of Jesus, passed away. And so Jesus was naturally quite sad because of this experience. So he mentioned to the disciples that he just wants to go and be alone a little bit with them. So he asked them to get in a boat, go across a lake to a place that it says is desolate, it's alone, just so that they could be together and he can mourn like any decent person would. And so they get in the boat, and as they go, the people from the surrounding villages and towns notice where they're going, and they start running across the lake to get to the other side so that they could see Jesus. And scripture records that when they reached the other side, Jesus saw the people, and his heart was moved with compassion to them. He healed everyone who was sick, and he started ministering to them. It started getting quite late, and so the disciples come to Jesus and say, Lord, you need to dismiss these people so that they can go home and eat. And Jesus, I can almost see him in a rather perplexed way, looks at them. He says, you feed them. And in a sarcastic sense, they say, well, we don't have enough money to feed all of these people. I mean, how much bread are we going to have to buy? There's at least 5,000 men here, and that's not even counting the women and the children that was with them. So it could have been a lot more. And so Jesus says, well, what do you have? And so often in life, we need to find that sometimes we just have a very little bit. We don't have a lot. We don't have an overabundance of things. But God can use the very little bit in our life to perform a great task. And so they find a boy with two fish and five loaves. And it says that Jesus took the two fish and the five loaves. He lifted it up and said a blessing. In another gospel, it says that he gave thanks for what they had. And that's the key there in thanksgiving. If we would posture our hearts into a place of thanksgiving, we might just find that God can take the very little bit we have in our lives and stretch it so much further. I always think that it's better to focus on what God is doing, on what God has done, rather to focus on what he seemingly hasn't done. There was provision. It was two fish and five loaves. In the natural, it didn't seem like it would feed 5,000, but to Jesus, he knew something different. And so he says thanks. There's another passage in Luke chapter 17 where Jesus encounters these 10 men who were lepers. And it says that he cleansed them. And as they went, one man returned in an act of humility and he said, thank you for the healing. And Jesus' response to him, you can go your way now because your faith has made you whole. He was granted wholeness because he positioned his heart in a posture of humility, in a posture of thanksgiving. And it's that wholeness that he had for the other 10, but only one said thank you. And so Jesus gives thanks for the little bit that they have, and then he breaks it, he gives it to the disciples, and the disciples break the bread and they hand out and they end up feeding 5,000 people. There's so much left over, they end up gathering baskets and baskets full of extra. And so after everyone had finally ate, Jesus dismisses the crowds and he turns to the disciples and said, get in the boat and go to the other side of the town, to the village. I'm just gonna go up the mountain and just spend a little bit of time alone. And so the disciples get in the boat, but the moment they get in the boat, a storm picks up and starts pushing against them quite a while. And so it's a couple hours later, Jesus is up on the mountain and he sees the disciples isn't making much way. Scripture says that they moved about 80 to 100 meters in the storm. And so Jesus walks down, he gets on the water, starts walking on the water. And the book of Mark says that Jesus was walking intending to pass them by. He wasn't walking to their boat. And in their distress, they see Jesus walking on the water. They cry out to him. He walks over to them on the water, gets in the boat, and immediately the storms around them stop. And that's exactly what we need to do. When storms are facing around us, we need to cry out to Jesus to come and step into the very situations we're facing. And we might just find that with the presence of Lord Jesus in our lives, we'll find the storms around us ceasing. But then the scripture says an interesting phrase. It says, and they were confused because they didn't understand about the bread. And what on earth does bread have to do with Jesus calming a storm and walking on water? I think it's connected to the story before. I think it's one story connected in the same narrative. In both stories, Jesus commissions the disciples. He tells them to do something. And in both instances, they're unable to fulfill the task that he's told them to do. And it's strange because they just came from this incredible mission trip where they performed so many miracles. but they couldn't fulfill these tasks. And in both cases, Jesus stepped in and he showed to the disciples how through the power of the Holy Spirit, they were able to perform the task. You see, when Jesus commissions us to something, he gives us the ability to perform the task. If he's called you to something, he's developed your character and is continuing to develop your skills to perform the task that he's calling you to. When Jesus places a dream in your heart, he's released in the Spirit the ability to pursue that dream, to walk it out. If God is calling you to a form of studies and you don't know how you're going to pay for it, you need to go in peace and go in faith that the presence of Lord Jesus in your life is releasing the provision for you to walk out that. So whatever it may be in this place, whatever it may be you're facing today that you feel God is calling you to, a step that you're asking God is asking you to take, you can take it in the confidence that the grace of God is doing it with you. He has co-missioned you. That means that we're missioning with the presence of the Holy Spirit, the empowerment of the Spirit in our lives. So yeah, I want to encourage you today, go in faith. Amen. Let me pray for us. Lord Jesus, thank you for your provision. Thank you for your commissioning. Thank you for the power of your Spirit in our lives so that whatever you're calling us to, that we can go in peace and confidence and faith that your Spirit is doing it with us and therefore your provision goes before us. I bless everyone who's listening to this message today or on the podcast later. And we, Father, we thank you that your presence strengthens each and every single one of us. In your name we pray. Amen.